you know, being a chamber of commerce, we thrive on people getting together and seeing each other and making connections. So we really have had to change our business as usual. We have our public policy team that's working really hard every day to make sure they're staying on top of everything and bringing the information back and making it easily digestible for the business community. We also are doing webinars. The first couple of weeks, our webinars were focused on the different loan programs and the grants available, and we had SBA representatives there to answer any questions. We are also doing webinars on mental health and on bringing your business back. What are the legal things that you're going to need to do to make sure everybody's safe? And we have been doing, you know, virtual happy hours and coffee and stuff just to get people connected.
What are some initiatives that you're actively working on at the Chamber as a result?
So we did one a few weeks ago. It was Eat Ethnic LV. We definitely wanted to help the small restaurants in our in the Lehigh Valley, help people become aware of them and just really help boost their sales that weekend. We've had on our website, the businesses that are open for curbside and delivery are listed on there. Now we have another initiative, Reopen LV. And all of this can be found on our website, lehighvalleychamber.org. And, you know, it has everything that you're going to need to know to open your business back up.
Now, how have you adapted some of your events as an event-heavy chamber?
Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve for a while. We've made a lot of events virtual. Our happy hours are, you know, coffee and connections. So we've done that. And it's been great because it's allowing people to connect and just have that camaraderie and share what their challenges are and helping people have solutions.
What have you been hearing from Hispanic-owned businesses at the moment? What are some challenges specific to those businesses?
So I have been fielding a lot of phone calls from Hispanic business owners. And one of the things that I see that's common among all of them is the lack of awareness of the different resources that are available. There's different funding, there's different loans and grants available that they don't have access to because they didn't know that they existed.
Here's the key word, networking. Is it equally as important or more important to effectively network during this time?
So of course I'm going to say it's more important. I work for the Chamber of Commerce. That's what we do. But I definitely do believe that it's more important right now because things are different and you have to find different and innovative ways to do things to get your name out there. So people know your story and your brand and even reaching out to folks that you might not think have an immediate need for your service or your product. I know a lot of folks and successful folks are putting out a lot of free content just to keep folks engaged and interested in what they're doing.
How would you say that businesses can keep their customers engaged, but also attract new ones at the same time?
With a lot of folks being home, you know, you are on your social media a lot. You know, you're in between meetings and just trying to keep up with what's going on in the world right now. So definitely making sure that your website's up to par or even the best that it can be and your social media presence. Now is an awesome time to get your story, like I was saying, out there. Maybe the history of your company or just you as a person. People are interested in those kind of things. So that I believe is extremely important right now. And by doing videos and different things for folks that aren't your current customers, but something that can be of value to them, they can have a little insight into who you are as a person and want to do business with you when it's the time.
Danielle, what do you foresee as the future for the Lehigh Valley business community, Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
So of course, it's going to be a little different when we get back. It's been a little different for a while, but I believe that we're all very strong. We're stronger now. We've been forced to look at things differently, reinvent ourselves. You know, the chamber is a great example. As I said, we're used to face-to-face. We're used to events, but we had to really look at our mission and find out how we can best do that right now. So when we come back, it's going to be different, but folks, I believe, are stronger and they can be more innovative now in getting their message out there and getting it out there for folks to know what they do and how they can best serve them.
Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thanks, Genesis.